So, Jill, tell me about the charity.
So, FedCup is a not-for-profit organisation. We work across the UK. We're part of a larger charity based in the US, so we have 90 years experience of supporting people. We've been successful in getting more than 20,000 people into work in the UK over the last 5 years. And what we're doing here in Cheshire East is we've managed to get some funding from Cheshire East Council, which comes from the UK government's Levelling Up funds. And Inspiring Futures is our programme that is really looking at supporting people into either paid or voluntary employment. It's removing those barriers that we find a lot of people have, whether it be mental health or physical health. And it's a case of finding out what they need, tailoring that support and holding their hand the whole way. So it's a case of we look to see what strengths they have and what they can do as opposed to what they can't do. And then we talk to employers on their behalf and we find the right match for them. Doing our work with them, we'll actually work with employers themselves and get the role to fit the person. So what we do is we'll work with the employer to adapt the workplace to the particular person, allowing them to really shape the role to how and what fits them, but also what fits the employer as well. And the employers feel supported from FedCap because we're helping both sides.
It's bonding together employers who are looking for somebody and an employee that might be lacking in confidence or they feel they're lacking in some kind of ability and building that confidence up.
Absolutely. We're about inspiring people, inspiring confidence in people to get them the job that they want, the job that they deserve. It's not about any job. It's about the job that's right for them and being able to talk directly to employers and say, look, we've got people who can do this role, but they might need some adjustments. And giving the employers confidence that they can employ somebody with a health condition, it's benefiting them as well as the individual.
Helen, I believe you've got some case studies.
Yeah, we've got a couple of case studies. One of the case studies is a young lady called Beth, and she's working with some of the supported employment specialists, well, one of them in particular, in Crewe. And she is thriving in a placement that she's been put into St Luke's Hospice. And she's just gone from strength to strength. And it was at our launch event earlier this year that she made it quite clear to everybody there that being part of the programme has completely changed her life. And actually, if you get to speak to her, you know, if you were to actually speak to her, she was going down quite a dark path and it's really turned it around for her. She started off volunteering just for a couple of hours and then I think she's gone on to volunteering now every day. She doesn't just volunteer there. She's been able to find another position volunteering somewhere else at the weekend that's a different place. And she said it's just completely lifted her up. It's good for her mental state of mind, you know, for to being active. She just feels so different. So, yeah, she was quite passionate about the fact that we've changed, made a difference to her life, you know. I have a couple of people here in Macclesfield. So I have a young lady that has autism. And when she was around year 12, she found she did a position at a local library. She realised that that was her dream. That was the place that would suit her with her autism because she's quite sensitive to hearing. And she doesn't like lots of loud noise and busy spaces. It became her dream to be a librarian, and she pursued it. She actually was really resilient and went to university. She did a 2-year librarianship. So this is not just like a small dream. This is a big dream for her. So she came on board with me earlier this year, and we took everything quite slowly with her and made sure that, you know, everything was comfortable and it was right to the right pace for her as well. And yes, I've managed to support her to a few interviews, one in Birmingham, one up in Manchester, and she's also done online interviews that I've been able to support her through. She has just been successful in getting a job offer at a library in Manchester, a big library in Manchester, and she's over the moon. And I was over the moon when she told me, you know. She's so thrilled. Her family are thrilled. She's reaching her job goal. It's a real success story. And, you know, next week, when she starts her new job, I'm going to be able to support her with travel training up there, to support her with the training, to support her with travelling on the train, to make sure that she's, you know, she's comfortable going to the place of work. I will stay with her for that first day if she needs me to. And if she doesn't need me to, I can be close by. Everything that we do, we try and make sure that it's tailor-made and bespoke to our participants, because they're all different. They're all unique. Many of them might come with hidden disabilities. Many of them are suffering with anxiety that comes from COVID for many people. Some, you know, we have lots of our participants have been made redundant in COVID. And from that, they've suffered with mental health issues. And that's had such a detrimental effect on their environment, their families, and then towards looking for further employment. It's really rewarding to be able to support them, to get them back on track, to build the confidence, to support them with looking for work, and to be able to speak to the employers. Because for many people that have struggled with the mental health and anxiety or have the hidden disabilities, that's one of the biggest hurdles for them, is approaching an employer or going to the actual job vacancy. So we support them with as much as we possibly can.
With something like this, obviously, as you said, you cater for each individual. So that means you must either spend quite a bit of time with them, or you have to get to know them very well to know what it is that they need, what they require, and what help you can give.
Yes, we do. So with this programme, it's quite unique in the fact that once the participant comes on board, we have a process of how we do things. So the first meeting that we have is called a welcome meeting, and usually that takes around an hour. And within that meeting, we'll use an online assessment, and that gives us a little bit of insight into that person and what we need to do for them. That activates things within our programme that we use online, and it gives like little activation models and gives us a little bit, like I say, about the insight into them. This is also where we get to know a little bit more about them, about who they are and what their needs are. And then after that, we go into the next meeting down there. That can take an hour and a half to 2 hours. We do something called a vocational profiling, and it's very much looks into what job sectors they would like to be in, what experience they've got, and any sort of adjustments that might need to be made within the workplace once we can find and get them into a suitable role. So that would be the second appointment that we have. And then the third appointment, we try and base it on looking at their CV situation. Some people don't come with a CV. This programme is for 16 plus. And if we've got somebody that's just coming out of education, they will not have the same work experience and skills that somebody that's older has. And we will then look at building the CV with them. If they've already got a CV that they can bring along, we will look at where we can improve it. And there are many different things that we do. And our appointments are usually a minimum of an hour so that we get that time to spend getting to know them. And the other thing about this programme that's really unique is we kind of do something called Cradle to Grave, where we really look at, you know, you've got the same support, the same advisor, the same supported employment specialist from the beginning to the end, so that we really build that relationship and get to know who they are and what their needs are.
Do people walk in through the door? Do you get referrals? How do people access the service?
They can do. We accept referrals from a number of organisations, including the council, charities and community organisations. They can search us up on the internet. If you search for FedCap Inspiring Futures, you'll find us. There's a really simple form on our website. Fill in a few details and you'll get a member of our really friendly team. I'll give you a call, maybe arrange an appointment. We're here in Mill Street in Macclesfield. We're over in Oak Street in Crewe. Pop in, see if the programme's right for you. Anyone aged over 16 who's not in work or not on a benefit, that means that they have to look for work, they can come and have a chat with us, and we'll see if Inspiring Futures is right for them.
It has to fit them, has to fit you, has to fit the employer. There's a lot of things that need fitting, but you obviously are successful at doing that.
We've got 90 years expertise in the business. We've worked at this a long time, and you know, support employment is something that's in our DNA, and it's something that we really want to help, you know, our communities.
It sounds to me like this is more than just a job. This sounds to me like it's almost a vocation.
Very much so. I think you'll find that the people that work for FedCap, it is very much that vocational. They all want to help. They all get a buzz, you know, when somebody gets that job, and particularly if someone's had a lot of barriers, it's that kind of that warm feeling when you've really helped somebody get past all the things that's been preventing them from being successful and being, you know, having financial independence, from having more confidence in themselves. It's really heartening to see.
Have you suffered in regards to funding, or is your money ring fenced? Because we're talking about cost of living, a lot of charities I speak to, they have issues with funding.
Okay.
Or is this something that you know what your budget is?
Well, we're a not-for-profit organisation, so any money that we make goes back into the communities that we serve. And as I say, we work across the UK, work in Scotland, we work in South Central England as well as the North West. So we deliver contracts on behalf of UK and Scottish governments and local authorities such as Cheshire East. So we're able to use the funding that's been provided to them by the government to do this fabulous programme here in Macclesfield and Crewe and the surrounding areas.
The network behind you, obviously, that sort of helps, doesn't it? You know, you've got that 90 years experience, you've got different branches all over the country. So in that regard, it's a much bigger element than just the front here in Macclesfield.
It is, yes. Yeah, we've got that 90 years of expertise, drawing on all the contracts that we've delivered in the UK over the last 5 or 6 years. So very much it's that, you know, we are a sort of national company, but we do deliver locally.
And I mean, obviously, that's the key, isn't it, in the community, is getting to know, as we were talking with Helen before, getting to know the people that come to you for the help. And it becomes a more personal service then, as opposed to just a name and a number.
We are very sort of rooted in our communities. We're here and almost, we are on the front street, you know. We're very close to all the shops. We're here. People want to pop in and see what we do and listen to what we can potentially offer them. We're all about people and inspiring people to, you know, to be more confident, to be more successful in their life. We're here very locally.
And if anybody would like more information, or maybe they'd like to make use of your services, what's the best way of getting on with
you? As I say, it's on the internet. Just look us up, FedCap Inspiring Futures, should pop up, and or pop in to one of our offices here in Macclesfield or Crewe, and we'll have a nice chat with you.